taking a step away from Yonder Radio for a moment to bring you the Friday news. I'm Ava Berardi. Another person is jumping into Astoria's mayoral race. KMUN's Katie Frankowitz reports.
Laura Parker works for the Clatsop County Juvenile Department and is a seventh-generation Astorian. She currently serves on the advisory board for the Astoria Public Library. Parker announced her candidacy on Facebook this week. In her post, she said she has heard concerns about housing, public safety, economic opportunity, maintaining the city's historic character, and making sure City Hall is responsive and accountable to constituents. She says as mayor, she would work to strengthen the local economy and support first responders and city staff. She also lists transparency and investing in services that improve quality of life among her priorities. Current Astoria Mayor Sean Fitzpatrick has said he will not run again, but Parker is expected to face at least one other contender for the seat. Sean Davis, a combat veteran and co-founder of the nonprofit Rogue Cell, is officially a candidate. The filing deadline for incumbents closes on August 18th. For all other candidates, it closes on August 25th. I'm Kitty Frankowitz, reporting for KMUN. Last year, KMUN's future looked rocky after the Trump administration slashed federal funding for public media. That news came the day before the station's Block Party, an annual event that celebrates the community, local radio, and partnerships across nonprofits on the North Coast. This year, the lead-up to the Block Party was less dramatic, and the station was raising awareness for something new coming to community radio on the North Coast. Blake Miller was there and brings us this story.
It's an overcast day in Astoria, sun just peeking through the clouds. Exchange Street in downtown Astoria is closed down to make way for the tents for local nonprofits all down the block. The smell of fresh rain and fresh food is everywhere. People gather to talk and enjoy the free music. Mari Bergeron is station manager at KMUN.
People hear us on the radio all the time, but they don't see us. They don't realize sometimes that we are live right here in Astoria, and we are people you know, and we are a not-for-profit station bringing you entertainment, enlightenment, music information, and also emergency notes when the occasion arises.
KMUN has weathered numerous changes over its more than 40-year existence, including last year's federal rescission bill. To save on costs, KMUN leadership decided to drop NPR programming and have a sister station go temporarily dark. But now, a new version of that sister station is coming back. KMUN's program director Matt Butler explained.
KMUX is a brand new music discovery-oriented radio station that'll be launching October 1st, 90.9 FM. KMUN is not going away, but we're getting a sibling, as it were, in KMUX.
The station plans to be a contemporary alternative to KMUN.
Very broad, deep-cut classics, brand new stuff, local music from right here in Astoria, Portland, in the Pacific Northwest. We call it a music festival on the radio. It's just like a music lover's mixtape.
Butler helped man a table of KMUN programmers to spread the word about KMUX, but also to facilitate what formed KMUN from the beginning, community. And on the block, the party continued into the afternoon. This is Blake Miller. You're listening to KMUN.
The annual Astoria Regatta Grandland Parade will impact traffic and parking downtown tomorrow. Police say traffic will be disrupted in the core downtown area beginning at 8 a.m. The parade is scheduled to begin at noon. Exchange Street will be closed between 23rd and 16th Street at 8:30 a.m. Columbia Memorial Hospital, Urgent Care, and the Park Medical Building will be accessible from Marine Drive at 20th, 21st, and 23rd Streets. Exchange and Duane Streets between 17th and 9th will have no on-street parking on Saturday until the parade ends. At 10:30 a.m., 17th and 8th Streets between Commercial Street and Franklin Avenue will be closed. Highway 30 will remain open, but drivers should expect delays. Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. You're listening to KMUN.